The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how virtual reality-based rehabilitation may improve upper limb function in multiple sclerosis patients. Motor rehabilitation using virtual reality may improve hand and arm function in people with multiple sclerosis, according to a review study. Evidence of its beneficial effect is, however, still preliminary, as most analyzed studies included small patient groups and some failed to show statistically significant improvements in upper limb function, the researchers wrote. As such, further research is needed to determine the therapeutic benefits of VR-based motor rehabilitation, its optimal protocol, and whether this type of approach is more effective than conventional rehab therapies. The review study, Upper Limb Rehabilitation Interventions Using Virtual Reality for People with Multiple Sclerosis, a systematic review, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Most people with MS experience a gradual loss of function and dexterity in their hands and arms, which has a negative impact on their everyday activities, independence, employment, and quality of life. However, upper limb rehabilitation interventions in MS patients have been historically understudied, the researchers wrote. But such approaches can improve hand and arm motor function according to current limited data. One promising and relatively new strategy is based on VR, using interactive simulations that can be integrated into serious games, those designed for purposes other than pure entertainment and which promote learning and behavioral changes. The increased interest in VR-based strategies are due to the reported advantages such as improving motivation and enjoyment, providing real-time feedback in a safe virtual environment, and having the potential to be used where the user feels comfortable, such as the home, the researchers wrote. While research on this type of approach in MS is rapidly growing, few studies have evaluated its effects on patients' upper limb function, and therefore its therapeutic benefit in this field remains largely unclear. Researchers in Glasgow in the UK have now systematically reviewed published studies up to March 2020, reporting the effects of VR-based motor rehabilitation on upper limb function in adults with MS. The review was funded as part of a grant award from the UK MS Society. From a total of 167 studies assessed for eligibility, 10 were included in the analysis and consisted of 6 randomized controlled clinical trials and 4 observational studies covering 230 MS patients. The studies involved relatively small numbers of participants, range from 5 to 60, with 73% of patients whose MS type was provided having relapsing remitting MS. All of the studies used different VR-based intervention protocols, including commercial and custom VR technologies, along with combination approaches using robotics, electrical simulation, and occupational therapy. Interventions also differed in duration, 1 day to a 6-month program, intensity, sessions of 20 minutes to 1 hour, and targeted upper limb, one or both dominant or most impaired. The specific actions, exercises, or games used within each study were generally poorly described, the researchers noted, but grasping and reaching were common involved movements. VR-based approaches were compared with no intervention, conventional approaches, and other VR-based interventions. Changes in the patient's upper limb function were assessed with a number of validated objective measures, of which the 9-hole peg test measuring hand function was the most commonly used. Results showed that the most analyzed VR-based interventions led to significant improvements in patients' upper limb function. Notably, 3 of the 5 studies assessing hand function with 9-HBT found significant improvements after VR-based rehabilitation, with 2 others showing gains that did not reach statistical significance. Significant improvements in other parameters such as arm function, active range of motion, and hand grip strength were also reported in several studies. There were conflicting findings about whether VR-based interventions were more effective than conventional approaches and their sustained benefits months after intervention. Among the review's limitations was the fact that most studies scored a weak rating in the quality assessment, the team noted, and many did not report important data such as the participant's MS type, disease duration, and disability level, as well as which upper limb was treated and assessed. Despite the limited number of studies eligible for this review, there is early evidence to suggest that VR-based rehabilitation has the potential to improve upper limb function within people with MS. However, there is no clear consensus on whether VR-based approaches are most effective or the optimum intervention duration and intensity, the team added. Therefore, further studies should evaluate the effect of virtual reality intervention on upper limb function in people with multiple sclerosis and clearly define the optimal intervention protocol for upper limb rehabilitation using virtual reality, the researchers wrote.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace, and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series.
Brain fog and changing clocks. Annually, I'm frustrated by the changing of our clocks due to the end of daylight saving time. It seems so straightforward in theory. Time goes either backwards or forwards by an hour. That's it. It doesn't seem so challenging to comprehend. Or does it? For me, adjusting our clocks messes up my head for the entire day. With MS, that type of confusion is unacceptable. For example, I'll spend the entire day walking around thinking, it's 9 a.m, but it would be 10 a.m. Or it's 7:30 p.m. Wait, no, it's not. It's 8:30 p.m. I didn't change the clock. Ah, it's so confusing. It becomes even more annoying when half the clocks in our house are digital and half are analog. So especially when some are hard to adjust and we forget whether we did it or not. Then we're confused about what time it is again. Neither my husband nor I can figure out how to change the clock in our car, so it usually displays the wrong time 7 months out of the year. Add to this confusion having to make international calls, and you have a right headache. So I'm based in the UK, and the US is anywhere from 5 to 8 hours behind us, while Australia is 7 to 12 hours ahead of us. When other countries change their times as well, I have completely lost where I am. Time adjustments are the enemy of podcasting. People think podcasting is so straightforward, and we think, oh, you just talk to people. That is not the case. I once had a guest from the US who changed time zones every week as he flew around the country. Even he didn't know where he would be sometimes, much less whether we could do an interview. So trying to pin him down on a time was so difficult, and it took us about 6 months just to record his interview. When I get tired, I become considerably confused by the simplest of things. Brain fog is real, people. My head just cannot make sense of anything, and I feel so foolish. My words start to come out all in the wrong order, or my brain decides to just chuck words into sentences where they really don't belong. It's frustrating. I laugh along with others about the silly things that I just said, but I do hate it when people pick out the errors. Half of us with MS have cognition problems, which might include thinking or memory problems, concentration issues, decision-making difficulties, or even troubles understanding things. We don't need an extra confusion caused by daylight saving time. Am I alone in thinking this? Don't get me wrong though, it was great to have an extra hour in bed.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.